Good morning, this is Amy, and today I'm going to be reading Mark 14, verses 43 to 52. Just as he was speaking, Judas, one of the 12, appeared. With him was a crowd armed with swords and clubs, sent from the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders. Now the betrayer had arranged a signal with them. "The one I kiss is the man. Arrest him and lead him away under guard." Going at once to Jesus, Judas said, "Rabbi," and kissed him. The men seized Jesus and arrested him. Then one of those standing near drew his sword and struck the servant of the high priest, cutting off his ear. "Am I leading a rebellion," said Jesus, "that you have to come out with swords and clubs to capture me? Every day I was with you teaching in the temple courts, and you did not arrest me, but the scriptures must be fulfilled." Then everyone deserted him and fled. A young man wearing nothing but a linen garment was following Jesus. When they seized him, he fled naked, leaving his garment behind. In this passage, it was verse 50 that really struck me. In the Passion Translation, it reads, "At that point, all of his disciples ran away and abandoned him." It's so easy to judge and think, how could they leave Jesus in his time of greatest need after all Jesus had shown them and taught them? But then I put myself in the story. When I think about it, I'm sure I would have done the same, as there have been many occasions I have chickened out of sharing my faith with someone and there was no threat of danger or arrest. It's just made me really reflect today on how I'm so fortunate to live in a country where I don't face daily persecution or risk to my life, where I can freely worship God and talk openly about him. And this led me to think about those Christians in other countries who face a very real threat daily for following Jesus. You know, they're persecuted, they face death, yet they remain steadfast in their faith and refuse to abandon him to make life easier for themselves. This is what following Jesus is all about. And I feel sometimes I have it so easy that I forget, you know, the cost of following Jesus. So I really want to pray for those Christians in the countries where they face this persecution today. Father God, I pray for all those Christians suffering from persecution and death threats right now, Father God. I pray that you will draw close to them and strengthen them, and that they will hear you more clearly than ever. I pray their relationship with you would grow stronger and stronger as they face these difficulties. Lord, I pray for your protection over them, and that you would keep them safe as they follow you. And Lord, I pray for real Saul-like encounters for those who are doing the persecuting. I pray for encounters like Saul had on that road to Damascus, where in an instant he met with you, Jesus, and his whole life was transformed, literally from killing Christians to being one. And I pray, Lord, for this to happen in these countries too, where there are people going out of their way to try and harm Christians. And Lord, I want to pray for myself and others, Lord, that we would really remember the cost of following you, and that we would not become complacent and comfortable in our relationship with you, and instead would push forward and keep wanting to grow deeper and deeper with you. Amen.